This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to walk on the moon?
I was rolling on the moon one day. Get a Mary Mouse on its timber house. Hey, when there, much to my surprise, a pair of bunny eyes.
Sorry about that, guys, but today maybe he's
battery covers.
Those are astronauts Gene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt singing as they stroll around the moon. But before they went to space, they came to Idaho. In 1969, sending lunar astronauts to Idaho's Craters of the Moon National Monument seemed like a no-brainer. It's barren rock and a surreal landscape were really good practice for pilots that were heading to the moon. Turns out, though, NASA had a bigger goal in mind when it sent astronauts here to Idaho. Because the space agency was only sending pilots, not geologists, to the moon, the idea was to train astronauts to understand rocks a little bit better as they went on the grandest geology field trip of all time. And Idaho Public Television is telling this story in a new documentary. Joining us now live in studio are Bill Manny from Idaho Public Television and former Craters of the Moon Superintendent Jim Morris. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank Gemma. You.
So, Bill, why this documentary? I mean, I would say why now, but it's because this week is the 50th anniversary. But why do a whole documentary?
So we, when American Experience and PBS were doing their big Chasing the Moon documentary early on last year, they invited local affiliates that wanted to do companion pieces to bid to do that. And we did, and we got accepted. So we agreed to do a short film and some other events around the state to promote the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing. So we worked on a short film that was going to be for our website. And as we got into the story and as we were telling the story, we realized that it was a more interesting story with richer details. And so we decided – we did the short film, which mm-hmm. we're unveiling online and at Craters of the Moon this Saturday at 1 o'clock. But we also are working on a full-length show for August. So – and in the process, we got to interview Jim Morris, who is responsible for bringing the astronauts back in 1999.
That's right. So, Jim, you were not at Craters when the astronauts – came to do their practice. I mean, you are not old enough for that.
Thank you.
To be clear. But you did research that visit, hence also why the 99 visit. But talk to us about what you found out when you started doing this research.
Well, I found out that the astronauts weren't here to ride their moon buggies, which was kind of the myth.
Kind of what we all thought.
Yeah, that's what the staff even thought of Craters of the Moon. And when I asked a few questions, everyone sort of, no, we don't really know much about what happened then. We don't talk about it much. And then I started doing some digging, and I learned that they were here to learn geology. And I thought, wow, what an interesting entree to introduce students. If this is good enough for the astronauts and interesting to them, it must be interesting for students. And I dug further into it and found out that three of these fellows were still alive and would be willing to come out and join us for our 75th anniversary celebration at Craters of the Moon.
So which astronauts came out in 99?
In 99, Gene Cernan, who was, of course, the last man to walk on the moon, and Joe Engel, who was scheduled to go on that flight but was bumped at the last moment, last year, to put Harrison Schmitt, who was a geologist, on that mission. And then Edgar Mitchell, who was on the moon with Alan Shepard on Apollo 14.
So what kind of things did they learn about? I mean, we say geology, but I mean, kind of explain what that would have looked like.
I think it was learning how to describe what they were seeing on the moon in terms that geologists would understand, so they could be precise in what they were seeing and describing that. And in order to be the eyes for the scientists back on Earth.
Oh, that's fascinating. I didn't think about that. That is fascinating, but that makes sense. I mean, you can't just go up to the moon and say, there's a rock, right? I mean, you need more information than that. So it's giving maybe description, not necessarily knowing what the rock is in particular, but it's that description.
And not just the rocks, but the landforms.
Okay.
And how these were created and how they were layered down. Seeing it on Earth helped them to translate what they were seeing on the moon.
One of the things that I learned in working on this show is that this was a very serious and deliberative a geology program. They were they went to Nevada and Texas and California and Hawaii and Mexico, and they went to Germany and Iceland. They took these guys, astronauts, and almost all of the Apollo missions had a component. They took these guys around the world. They were very serious about it. And so, you know, I think I always thought of this as kind of it was a NASA photo op, right? They would take them out there. They'd get some publicity. But it was much more serious than I think any of us realized. And I think we have Jim Morris to thank for that. In fact, and a teacher in Idaho, he was just telling me there was a teacher in Idaho who helped him connect with those astronauts, get the contact information. They'd all been retired from NASA. NASA did not send them back out in 1999. Jim had to contact them and talk them into coming.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a pretty remarkable thing to get them not only in 1969, but to come back in 1999.
Right. But you got him to come back.
Well, and Bill mentioned a teacher that I think deserves being mentioned, Tina Anderson, who was a middle school teacher in Ryrie at the time, little tiny town of Ryrie. And she was very helpful to me and actually given me, do you want the phone number, the home phone number of Edgar Mitchell? And I know how to get a hold of Joe Engel and, you know, things of that nature. And so it was great. And, you know, and we were able to bring Edgar Mitchell actually into her classroom when he was here visiting to share his experiences. And her class was so prepared to ask him penetrating questions about his experiences and what he saw.
And we're talking with Bill Manny from Idaho Public Television and former Craters of the Moon Superintendent Jim Morris. We're talking about a new documentary by IPTV about astronauts coming to Craters of the Moon. And in fact, astronaut Gene Cernan, who we heard singing just a little bit earlier, had to repair a broken fender on the moon buggy while in space. So take a listen to this.
And Gina, how are you doing on that fender?
Bob, I am done. If that fender stays on, I'm going to take a picture of it because I'd like some sort of mending award. It's not too neat, but tape and lunar dust just don't hang in there together.
Okay, copy that.
Well, let's hope. Keep your fingers crossed, and I'll be more careful around the fenders.
Okay, so what does this moon buggy or this broken fender actually have to do with Idaho? Because there's some type of connection.
Well, not only did Gene Cernan demonstrate the value of duct tape in space, but he talked about
duct tape
it.
In general,
that's
right?
It holds the universe together,
yeah.
I think, is what we're going to discover. But Jim was there when Gene Cernan was watching some students do a moon buggy competition in Idaho Falls in 1999, and he has an interesting story to tell about that.
Oh, so tell us about this, Jim.
Well, the Idaho Space Grant Consortium was sponsoring a program for middle school students throughout the state to compete building Mars rovers out of Lego toys. And their competition was held in Idaho Falls, and I was there with Gene Cernan and Joe Engel watching the students do their competitions. And a group of students had a problem. One of their Lego toys kind of fell apart, mm-hmm. and they had to repair it. And they were there assembled together with a piece of cardboard, some duct tape, and whatever else they could find to try to repair it. And Gene Cernan stepped in and said, "Students, do you know that is exactly the problem that I encountered when I was on the moon?"
No.
And he talked them through that. And those students, I mean, their eyes were aglow. The parents were standing by, and they were just all excited by all this. It just really placed it all in perspective.
And you know what? If you actually want to see a picture of that broken moon buggy, you can find it on our website, Boise State, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. So you can take a look at that as well. So it seems like the mission to Craters of the Moon was much more important than maybe we all ever thought, even though everybody assumed it was, you know, moon buggy rides. I mean, Jim, how important really was this?
Well, I think in the words of Gene Cernan and Jill Engel and Edgar Mitchell, when they revisited the Craters of the Moon in 1999, they said experiences like going to Craters of the Moon and working in the field with real field geologists was invaluable to them for when they went to the moon to be able to perform their missions in the way they were expected to perform them.
And what's that relationship today? Is there a relationship between NASA
and
Craters of the Moon?
It continues today. In fact, NASA is continuing to do research out at Craters of the Moon, learning techniques and practicing maneuvers and experimenting with different ways of communicating and doing field research to prepare for trips to the Mars now. So the research continues. NASA is very engaged in programs out at places such as Craters of the Moon.
And Bill, so again, the short film has already been released,
it's
correct?
It's at idahoptv.org. You can Google it now, and we will be showing the full show beginning August 29th on the web and on September 5th on air. Yes.
Okay, so you'll get to see that
yes.
as well. What was this like for you?
I went into it thinking it would be interesting and ended up believing it was a significant moment both for NASA and for Craters of the Moon. And, you know, these were not obscure astronauts, right? Alan Shepard was the first American in space. You know, John Glenn and Neil Armstrong are probably the only two better-known astronauts in American history. And then Gene Cernan ended up being the last man to walk on the moon and has been a real advocate for space. He died recently, but he became a real advocate for space. And so these were important astronauts. And I think the mission to Craters of the Moon demonstrated an important element of the Apollo program and how smart NASA was about training these people in absolutely every aspect of what they needed to know to get to the moon.
I want to thank both of you for coming in. We've been talking with Bill Manny from Idaho Public Television and former Craters of the Moon Superintendent Jim Morris. We're talking about a new documentary by IPTV about astronauts visiting Idaho's Craters of the Moon and why they really visited Craters of the Moon. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.